I have not heard specifically, other than one place down in Stone County, I guess it was, where fireworks caused some kind of significant damage. Did we have very many problems with fireworks in the dry weather?
I have yet to receive, a lot of information from the fire service yet. I do have some. There was a house fire, residential fire in Raymore, Missouri, that is believed to have been caused by fireworks. Other than that, we're seeing some grass fires that have been caused by fireworks, but nothing major. And, you know, now that we're through with hopefully the heightened season in relation to July 4th and fireworks, you know, we're continuing to see the dry drought conditions and the weather situation the way it is, and no end foreseeable in sight. And we're just wanting to reinforce the safety awareness in relation to open burning, and hopefully folks will take heed and refrain from doing any open burning. I think the media campaigns that went out, you know, a week or so before July 4th in relation to the conditions, based on some feedback I'm receiving from the fire services, indicated that they believe that the media coverage helped. Believe a lot of people, considered the warnings, valid, and refrained from conducting any fireworks shoots. For the most part, obviously, we have some scattered here and there that have created some fire-related issues. But like I said, basically, the feedback I'm getting from the fire service is that they think the public education level of awareness that was raised by the media helped.
I know it seemed awfully quiet in my neighborhood last night, quieter than I can recall it being for several years. But
it did mine too when I left the fireworks display downtown last night. I was surprised on my way home that the few fireworks that I did see compared to in years past. So, again, I think the message got out, and I think people realized what the weather conditions are like and didn't want to take the risk.
Well, how did we do on finding people selling illegal fireworks? Did we get very many of those this year?
You know, I have not had any reports from our investigations unit at this point. I'm not aware of any. Had there been, I should have been advised, and I have not seen anything yet. So I think in that perspective, at least from what we were out there seeing, we did not come across any illegal.
Well, I saw some reports of some of the fireworks dealers were complaining that this is really an off year for them because of all of the dry weather and because of all of the warnings. Were you talking to folks that ran the fireworks stands? Were they confirming any of that?
Yes, we did get some feedback from some of the fireworks distributors that were talking about low sales. And, of course, obviously the weather conditions, the public realized what the situation were like, and maybe they chose to not purchase fireworks this year. And, again, I did hear from a few of the fireworks distributors that were talking about low crowd numbers and the sales were down.
Well, I kind of started wondering if, because the sales were off before the 4th of July and these guys are going to probably be putting up some pretty good sales afterwards, if we might not run into some problems with people who now go to the fireworks stands, load up on these things at a cheap price, and then just kind of sit on them until they think it is safe to set them off. Would you anticipate that that might be a problem of any kind?
You know, it probably does have that possibility. Again, I would urge folks that if they do partake in that they hold off on discharging those fireworks until the weather improves.
Well, for those who either didn't shoot off what they bought or those who waited until afterwards and are going to buy a lot of bargain fireworks, what do you recommend is the best way to store these things until they are ready to set them off and until the conditions are safe enough for them to use them?
Well, you need to make sure that wherever they're being stored, that it is in a safe location, that it is dry, cool, dry location to avoid any moisture problems. Because once the fireworks do become deteriorated with moisture, that they may not perform and function as they're designed to. So again, we wouldn't encourage folks buying and storing fireworks. But if they do, they need to keep it in a cool, dry place. And again, make sure that they're aware of the situation in relation to drought and dryness and refrain from discharging those until conditions improve.
I bet there are some folks who've probably had leftover fireworks in a closet somewhere for a long time. Is there a shelf life on these things? Is there a time when they are simply safe enough to throw in the garbage, or is that always a bad idea?
You know, I would not encourage folks to keep fireworks from year to year, because there is the potential there for deterioration. And again, once that happens, they're not going to perform and function like they should, and that's just a recipe for accidents or injuries.
Okay. When do fireworks stands close, at the end of this weekend, or when are they able to help?
No, the sale season is till July 10th.
Okay, so they have until Tuesday to sell.
Yes.
Now, I drive down the roads, and I see these businesses that advertise fireworks year-round. Is there a different law that covers those folks?
Yes, those are under a different permit. They are classified as jobbers. They are allowed to sell year-round. However, they are not allowed to sell to Missouri residents unless the resident signs a document that indicates that they will not discharge those fireworks in Missouri.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
So I cannot go in and just buy a bunch of fireworks for New Year's, for example.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no, there is a season. Okay. There is a seasonal retail season during the New Year's season. It starts in, I'd have to get you the date, in December, that runs till the January 2nd. So there is another seasonal retail season that comes up for the New Year's.
Okay. Before just the common ordinary citizens like you and me, our fireworks season ends on the 10th, and we can't buy fireworks and set them off again until late December.
Right.
Okay. Is that a very big deal? Do people buy a lot of fireworks in December?
You know, I don't really have a handle on that. We don't see the sales reports, but I can't give you accurate information on that.
Yeah. Okay. Are you folks involved at all in the brush fires and forest fires we're having going on in Mark Twain and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. We've been monitoring the situation over the last several weeks with the U.S. Forest Service and Missouri Department of Conservation, and we are aware of the number of fires that we're currently operating, and we're keeping some situational awareness going in relation to those fires in case we do need to activate state mutual aid in relation to fire departments responding to help extinguish those fires.
Yeah. We just got news that there's about a 1,300 to 1,500-acre fire down in Taney County, and then the Forest Service sent us a note that there's a 55-acre forest fire or brush fire, whatever, over by Centerville. But I suspect there are a lot of smaller ones that they have to deal with and that you folks have to deal with and have dealt with already.
Yeah, right now, I think we just received word from the Forest Service. I think they're on four active fires now on U.S. Forest Service land or conservation land that we're monitoring, and they're trying to get fire lines around with bulldozers, and they've got some mutual aid departments coming in to help. And even the use of a helicopter, U.S. Forest Service using a helicopter for water drops.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one. Mm-hmm. Where are they using that?
That is in the Lesterville area.
Okay. Well, we're supposed to get some rain this weekend, or at least the forecast seems to be a little bit favorable this weekend. How much rain do we really need to have to alleviate this situation from the standpoint of fires generally?
You know, honestly, we're going to have a significant amount of rain. These spot showers that pop up and maybe give you a little bit of rain here and there is not enough to improve the conditions. With the temperatures we're seeing and the winds, it quickly dries out the ground cover again and makes it, again, the elevated risk for fire is there. So we're going to have some significant rainfall over a period of time before the conditions really improve.
Okay. Anything else we need to touch on that you want to get out there for the folks when things are so terribly dry right now?
You know, I would just urge folks to use common sense. Don't discard cigarettes from your vehicle. Monitor your barbecue grills that you're using. Just be aware of the situation. And, you know, our most important factor is here not only to prevent injuries to the public and property damage, but our firefighters responding to these incidents when they could be avoided by some practices from the public to avoid and reduce the risk are out there fighting these fires in these heat conditions, and we just don't want to put those folks in danger, not only responding but on the scene of those fires. So just be aware of the weather conditions, refrain from any open burning, careful of any open sparks or embers. Campfires, obviously there's alerts out now and bans in the state parks and U.S. forest ground on the banning campfires. So we're in a bad situation right now. The drought index doubled from last week to this week. So about 80% of the state is under a pretty significant drought index.